Okie dokie. Well, in the studio with me this morning, a very special guest. I have Colin Bearden, satirist, playwright, and president of the Playwrights of New Zealand Association. Welcome to Waihi Radio, Colin. Thanks for giving up your Saturday morning to come and talk to us.
Yeah, good to be here, Greg.
Great. So, Colin's written another play, a sequel to Sleep Out, which was his play last year, was it, year before?
Oh, 2015.
So 2015. A while back. So, this new one, Open Home, which opens here on Waihi, we'll talk about where and when in a minute. But August 31, so that's only a few days away.
Friday.
How's the cast feeling?
Nervous, I guess. Eh? They're settling in. They're wonderful cast. Yeah. Wonderful people.
Well, we'll talk about the cast too shortly. But Colin, Home, Sleep Out, Open Home, Waiheke, the first play started. Now, is his name Aid? Aidy?
Aid.
Ide. So the character Ide Stevens is the main character is a war vet who's come back from Afghanistan. Yeah. And in your first play, Sleep Out, he was found some kind of grip on life here on Waiheke.
Yeah.
And now the follow-up play, he's in his sleep out on the island. That's where it starts. Yep. So these are themes of homelessness, homefulness, homeliness, and is it about our place, where how we must find a place?
I think it's about, really, it's about what I would say the difference between a house and a home.
Okay.
And we kind of use the two terms interchangeably sometimes, but they're not interchangeable. And
no, they're not, are
particularly
they?
Recently. I mean, a house is an object, it's a physical object.
Yeah.
And of course, increasingly, it's traded and it's valuable and it's an exchange thing.
And indeed,
and a home is something quite different.
Yeah, you
know? A home is where you're emotionally attached to. You
know? Now, somebody from the Waiheke French Club might like to correct me on this, but I believe the French use the same word for home and house, la maison. So, we say chez vous in France, at your place. So it's not that they don't have, but in English we have a very distinct difference between a home and a house, don't we?
We can
sell and rent a house. You can't sell and rent a home.
No.
Why is this so pertinent for Waiheke?
Well, I think the pressures we're under at the moment. I mean, we all know how difficult it is to rent places here, and the push of tourism. And we know people are living, some sleeping in cars, some sleeping in garages, containers, all kinds of things.
Mm.
And so this isn't unusual for New Zealand now, and it certainly isn't unusual for the developed world for this issue to arise.
What do you think has gone wrong? Because the developed world has the resources to house everybody, but doesn't seem to do it. Why do you think?
Well, if you're asking me that question, as an individual, I would say that we've just got, it's too much of a marketplace. You know, it's been made a free market to buy and sell and make money on property. And you only open the newspapers and success stories of people who bought up houses and sold them and made lots of money.
Yeah,
and New Zealand. And I just think that's not what we should do,
really,
when, you know, it's a home for somebody, and that's the most important thing about it.
Yeah. Now, I know you're not going to tell us because it's for the audience to find out, the premise of the play is that he is in his sleep out on the island, and he has to make a big decision about what's next. Right? Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And so the audience will go with him on this journey of, and I guess it's a values based decision, isn't it? So not that we know what the decision is, but I can sort of pick that it's a values based decision. Yeah. You know, it is a choice between a home and a house, is it?
That's the main aspect of the home, so there's other things going on.
Obviously. So I won't prod you too much. There are other things, because I'm personally quite keen to not know before I see the play. So, but how he responds and the subsequent sequence of events form the story of Open Home, right?
Yeah.
It introduces us to five of his friends and neighbours who are a typical cross-section of island characters. That's a lovely statement, and a cross-section of island characters could be anybody from the chief executive of a billion-dollar company down to people sleeping in their cars, as we know on Waiheke. What kind of people are they?
Well, he's a fairly isolated character so there is neighbours, and there are odd friends that he's kind of come with. So he's got an elderly neighbour who's just struggling, and he helps her a lot to kind of cope. He's got a neighbour who runs a gardening business who gives him the occasional work so that he can survive. And lodging with her is a young cub reporter that's just come straight from college.
Working at Gulf News, probably.
and very naive, I would say, at the beginning of the play, but a bit wiser by the end of it.
Now, that's a good learning curve, yeah, though, isn't it? Young, naive reporter, brilliant character. Yeah. Excellent. What we call the naive inquirer.
And then there's his old long-term friend who's an ex-vicar. Ah. And we find out why he's an ex-vicar.
I wonder which ex-vicar he's modelled on. No, we won't go there. okay, and so these people, and let me just name the cast, and apologies if I get anybody's names wrong, but Lincoln Jackson plays the main character.
Yeah.
And then Nikki, is it Hoiberger?
Hoiberger, yeah.
And Nikki's on stage for the first time since her school days.
And she's the one that runs Copy Espresso.
So. Oh, okay, Nikki from Copy Espresso. Ah, kia ora, I know who you mean now. Sally Lumsden, Darlene Tana from the bike business. That's Darlene, right? Yeah. And Carmen Rose, Ben Cobbett, and Michael Grant. Now, Michael's a distinguished and eloquent character. Michael, I hope you're not listening. And and I imagine wonderful to see on stage. How's rehearsals been? Has it been a big family affair, or has it been challenging? Has it been?
We've all gone really well, which is really makes it a lot easier as a director. The main problems for me is that they're all such busy, interesting people with other lives, running businesses. Two of them are single parents, pretty much. You know, so it's kind of been difficult to all get together. That's been the main challenge. But we've really committed to giving it together for the final push. But we've seen so many lovely things come through on the stage already. That
wonderful!
I'm really looking forward to it myself.
So. It's a very you can have the script, you can have the cast, but ultimately the play is developed in rehearsal, isn't it?
So, absolutely.
And has surprising stuff come up for you from the rehearsals?
Absolutely. I mean, it's difficult being a writer and a director of your own play because
you have to acknowledge that other people are bringing new stuff to the script.
Yeah, I mean, to write it, you must have almost a film running in your head of what you think it should be.
Yeah.
But you have to just forget that when you're a director. You step into another pair of shoes and you think, who are we actually doing it with? And how do they want to develop their characters? And maybe you drop some lines, you add some lines, you tweak it, and you, the beauty being the writer.
So you're not
you
a precious writer, you're happy for the script to develop in rehearsal.
I'm very happy for the script to develop, and it has.
Because people, I mean, you've got six, seven wonderful people, they're going to bring all sorts of new stuff and new ideas. And
They do.
Now, tell us a little bit about Grow Your Own Productions. It's your particular personal sort of a cope up, or your aim here is to get theatre into community, right?
Absolutely. Well, art in general, because we're involved in the Red Shed as well.
So that's right. So tell us why. Why is it so important we have theatre in our halls?
I think it's a wonderful creative island. We all know it's a wonderful creative island. And that's not just art, that's in all kinds of things we
do. Indeed, yeah.
But just taking the art side, the strength is diversity, you know. I go around as president of the Playwrights Association. From time to time I go to small towns, you know, Oamaru and Aotearoa and places. And they have one theatre, and that is the only theatre in town, which is great. It tends to be run by older, middle-aged people who put on, they've got to get an audience to pay for the place. Young people are just turned off by that. If they want to do something, they have to leave town, you know?
Yeah, sure.
What's great about Waiheke is that there's such a diversity. You pick anything, choirs, theatre, music. Mm. There's such diversity.
And a great age range.
Yeah.
I mean, any of the island choirs have young people and elderly people and everyone in between. Yeah, quite right.
So you can pick, not just pick your particular discipline, but you can pick within that what kind of thing do you want to do. Or if it's not there, you can set it up. It's easy to set it up, you know. So I'm all in favour of that. And I ran Artworks Theatre for 4 years, and I think Artworks is great, but it's one end of a spectrum.
Yeah.
And the other end is, you know, out in the village halls or whatever, putting on variety shows, getting other things done. And I just felt that there was a great potential for getting people involved in creativity and putting it out there in front of other people, not necessarily pursuing high professional standards.
But, it's more about sort of
really relating to their communities.
Bonding
really,
audience and play, isn't it?
Yeah.
To this aim, the play is going on at the Austin War Memorial Hall.
That's right.
Very busy this morning with the market, but by next Friday you'll be in there. Is that right? Is it Friday?
Friday.
Opening night Friday. And you're going to do, let me see, I've got it listed here somewhere, six performances.
Yeah,
on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, followed by the next week, Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that, have I got that
right?
That's right. That's perfect. So all performances at the Austin Memorial Hall at 7:30 p.m. apart from the Sunday show, September the 2nd, which will be a matinee. What time's that?
4 o'clock.
4 p.m. for the matinee on Sunday. The RSA next door is going to be popping through with bar services, or will the audience go next?
No. They're coming. They're bringing a bar service here, and if anybody wants a meal before the show, they can pop into the RSA for a meal.
Yeah.
If they're there by 6, they say they'll have them done.
Nice. What a nice evening.
Mm.
Have a meal at the Raza and pop next door for a play. Tickets are $15, but we need to say this isn't sort of personal aggrandizement in wealth terms. This is any... I love the way you put it, excess cash, like there will be some, will be donated to...
It goes to Waiheke Budgeting Service and Piritahi
Hauora. Right, yeah. So the health
planning... It's split 50-50 between those two.
So if we make any money on this...
We'll make money.
We'll make money, excellent. So the Budgeting Service and the Hauora, the health clinic at Piritahi Marae, will be beneficiaries of that. So very good reason to attend in itself, if it wasn't also a fascinating looking play and a lovely local cast. Now, if people want to come, they should book, right?
It's best if they book, but they can turn up on the door. But if you want to make sure you get a ticket, then you just send an email.
So the email address is openhome18, so that's the name of the player's Open Home. And I guess the 18 comes from 2018. That's easy to remember, openhome18@gmail.com. And I'm sure Colin or his team will get back to you immediately.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. It looks like a fascinating play. All the best for it. I'm sure the cast will enjoy it. Yeah. And I'm really, really sure the audience will as well. Colin Bearden, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.